Lesson 20. The key to effective confrontation is to be firm, yet gentle and respectful. Approach the confrontation with the assumption that there is a solution and that you will be able to work things out. Rather than assessing blame and assuming fault, try to see the innocence in yourself as well as in the other person. Rather than using phrases that are almost guaranteed to bring out a defensive response, such as, "You've made a big mistake and we need to talk," try instead to say things with a little more humility, something like, "I'm a little confused about something. Can you help me out?" More important than the words you use, however, are your feelings. It's not always possible, but when it is, try to avoid confrontations when you're angry or stressed out. It's always best to wait a little while until you get your perspective or until your mood rises. Keep in mind that most people are reasonable, respectful, and willing to listen when dealing with a calm, collected person who is speaking honestly from his heart. When you approach your confrontations in a gentle manner, it not only produces more effective results, but it keeps your own stress level down as well. In other words, a gentle spirit is a relaxed spirit, even when it has to do something that is normally considered difficult. There is something very comforting about knowing that you're going to remain cool regardless of what you must do. In addition, you'll have fewer battles to fight, and those that you do have will be shorter and less severe. You'll receive more cooperation and respect from others, and perhaps most importantly, your own thoughts and feelings will be much nicer. The next time you confront someone for whatever reason, I hope you'll consider doing it a little more gently. If you'd like your life to seem less like a battle, this is an excellent place to start.